Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down.
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, the technical host and co-host of this show. And both Marika and Jen Christie are not here tonight, or this afternoon or evening or wherever you are. And we also have a co-host, Javonda. She has stepped up to the plate and offered her beautiful energy here in the show. And we'll go ahead and bring her on. Javonda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for your nice introduction.
Here we are with another edition of The Healing Fountain. Welcome. It's good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm wonderful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy to be with you here and to be allowed to do a show with you. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a little different this week, but we'll get right through it. And it's a very interesting topic they asked me to host this about, and it was on resolving duality as we have come to awaken. A lot of us we've come to realize that duality is really an illusion, And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on the show, and talking about the meditation that I created around this resolution of duality, which came to me this winter, early spring, not too long ago, in a vision. And I received several visions this winter, and this was one of them. It was kind of a synchronicity because had this vision, it came up with me, and then I also came across a meditation that was put out by the Children of the Sun Foundation, and I'm going to have to give them a good deal of credit for the creation of this and the idea behind it. And it was, I had the vision, they came shortly, within a couple of days after, they came up with another meditation, and I got the ideas to create this one. And also thank Source Vibrations and Asa, my brother, for the background music to this. It's a 693 hertz violet fire theta solfeggio tone that I recorded that over. So it was it all came into place, and here we are creating this. You know, about the resolution of duality. I felt it was kind of a timely thing to bring that about. But that'll be a little bit later. Right now we're here to say hello as everyone comes filing into the chat room. How are things going with you, Giovanna? How are things over in the Netherlands?
I'm not following the news a lot, but I'm doing I'm doing great, and all kinds of things are happening for me, wonderful things, and I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot of work,
Are the tulips blooming yet?
Sorry.
Are the tulips blooming?
Not yet. No, we did not have many sunny days here. Today it was sunny, and they promised us that the whole week would be sunny. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Now, Lucia's saying that the weather's beautiful where she is in Holland. I don't know how far away she is from you.
Marika
and Lucia. Lucia in the chat room.
Lucia. I don't know where Lucia lives, but in Holland everything is close. Our country is small. We have the maximum length is something between 350 and 400 kilometers. I don't know how much that is in miles, but it is less in miles. And the width is about, 200 kilometers or so, or maybe a bit more. So we have a small country with a lot of people, about 17 million people. And I don't think that Australia has a lot more, but that is a continent, you know.
Right. It's a great big place. Yeah, they're spread out a little more. Wow, I didn't realize there were that many. But yeah, that's 350 kilometers. That for me, that would, back when I lived in Colorado, that would be kind of like going from where I lived in Montrose, Colorado, to Denver. It would still be in the state, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But.
So we have a pretty small country with great people living there, Gary.
I didn't know that. Well, great.
Well,
lovely. So here we are, and we have a great message by Keisha Crowder. Coming out, fairly new message coming up, and we'll go ahead and put the link to that YouTube into the chat room, and there it is, and get everyone to go ahead and click the link and pause the player and mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and in the meantime, we'll go ahead and play the drum battle song. Would you like me to cue that, or do you have it there? I have it if you...
All right, so you cue it, because I couldn't find it.
I got it right here. And we'll be back in a few moments. Yeah, nothing better. Well, look quite like drums. It's good to get tribal once in a while, you know, especially when you have.
Yeah, that was nice. What group was this?
That was the drum battle. That was a group that was recorded in Gunnison, Colorado, and I was actually helping playing the drum on that. I was playing the floor toms, and there were a bunch of us, and it was kind of a live recording that was recorded long ago now, probably 15 years ago, in Gunnison, Colorado. It wasn't a formal group or anything. It was just a bunch of us got together. And
very nice. It seemed that you had a lot of fun there.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I've been a drummer a long time. I love the drum. I believe in the drum. I believe in the magic and the power of the drum. It's good to get tribal once in a while. People like the drums. So.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and do the link again into the chat room of the YouTube and get everyone to pull up the YouTube player and pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send a heart up into the chat room and let us know. We'll get everything ready. And would you like to count us down, Shivanga?
Oh yeah, sure. I would love that.
You girls do it a lot better than I do for some reason. Between you and Jen Christie and Marika, you both do it. All three of you do it quite well. So if you have the file and go ahead and cue it, I think, yeah, here come the hearts. Oh, here's my heart. I'm going to put mine up in the chat room too. There we go. And everyone is ready. So whenever you're ready, we'll go ahead and do this.
Right. So get ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Hello, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you here today. Thank you so much for joining me. Just back from Wales, last night. So I'm back here in the States, ready to go. And while I was in Wales, I was doing a workshop out there, and that was the same day I found out what was happening in Japan. And it's heartbreaking to see what's going on over there and all of the human suffering. And I've had a couple of questions about this. You know, I talk about how to stay in the heart and not give over to the pain, the anger of human suffering. And I am not saying ignore what's happening in the world. People have asked, so you just want us to ignore it? And no, this is not correct. What I want you to do is know what's happening in your world. Know what's going on and who needs your prayers and what part of Mother Earth needs your attention. But after learning what's happened in the world, say if there's something devastating like what's happened in Japan, instead of sitting at home and giving all of your attention to the heartache and to the sadness of the destruction, uplift yourself and know that Mother Earth is going through a transformation and that sad things are going to happen, and yet stay in your heart, know that this is all happening for the highest purpose, and to really focus your energy and your attention on sending love and your prayers and all of these good things to those people instead of set in the suffering with them. We can really start to focus in on how to send our love and our prayers to these people instead of just reading the news and focusing on the devastation of what is going on. And that's what I really want us to do today. Knowing that we have this great technology, these computers and the internet, in which we can join our hearts together and actually come together from all over the world, and to pray at once, to lift the energy as high as we can, not just as one individual from America, but from all of us at the same time, all over the world, sending our love and our energy to these people, we can really make a difference. So yes, it's not about ignoring what is happening on our planet. It's about understanding what is happening and then lifting the vibration as high as you can. Today for our 20-minute meditation, I would like us to send our love and our energy, our hearts, our consciousness to these people who are suffering so much. it is a tragic thing to see so much suffering in humankind. And it is very difficult to see the earth be so sick in this area, and the people to have lost so much, and for children to struggle to find their families again, and mothers and fathers to find their children. Hundreds, thousands are missing, and so many families have been torn apart, and the radiation is now leaking into the waters, into the food. The crops are being asked to be dug up by their government. They can't eat their food, they can't drink their water. Japan is very, very sick. And instead of giving over to the heartache of this, we must realize that Mother Earth, just like I've been talking about the last 3 or 4 years, is going to cleanse herself during this change. The poles are shifting, and it is upon us. It is really happening, and now we are starting to see the effects of this. But in order for Mother Earth to be her fully wonderful, potentialed self, do you think that she could have radiation plants upon her? It's impossible. These things are man-made, and they are so destructive and so nasty. Mother Earth is going to rid herself of these plagues that are upon her flesh, and this is just the beginning. But we must join our hearts together and stay uplifted and stay focused on the big picture. Yes, the storm is going to be a hard one to get through. I won't paint a pretty picture for you and say it's not going to be difficult, because it is. But the outcome is going to be the most beautiful thing we've ever seen. We have to get through the storm in order to see that beautiful rainbow that comes afterwards. And in order to do this, we must join our hearts together, and we must stay focused on what is really, truly what's going on, and for the highest purpose. But today, as human beings around the planet, we can join ourselves together. We can send our prayers. And energy is a beautiful thing. You and I are made of energy, just like this planet is made of energy. And if we join our energies together in the highest love frequency, we can change the world. We can change the planet. We can change the outcome of this planet. So today, for our free meditation, I would like us to first raise our vibration as high as we can, and that is however you find fit to raise that vibration for yourself. What makes you the happiest? What makes you feel connected to Mother Earth more so than anything else? So the next few minutes, I want you just to really ground yourself to planet Earth, your beloved mother. Ground yourself to your highest self and the beautiful frequencies of love that the universe provides for us. Really get your energy as high as you can. I like to always ground myself to Mother Earth and pull in her energies to make my energy as strong as possible. So if you will, just place your feet directly on planet Earth. If you take your shoes off, it always helps the best to get the energy flowing. And just within yourself, calm yourself, become quiet, raise your vibration and your love capacity as high as you can. The easiest way to do this is to be in gratitude. Gratitude is the key to joining in the highest consciousness of the universe. Let us feel gratitude for this beautiful planet Earth, for all of the life that she sustains, for the beauty of humanity, for these bodies that we have been given, for all that is alive in human nature, the animals, for each other, for music and beauty. Raise your consciousness as high as you can in feeling the gratitude for this planet. I would ask for us to visualize what is happening in Japan. And it's not easy to visualize this because of the intense suffering that is happening right now in that area. Because of the tsunami, because of the earthquake, there is so much suffering. Parents have lost their children. Children have lost their parents. Brothers and sisters have lost their siblings. Hundreds of thousands are without their homes, without electricity, and it's snowing and below freezing. Not only this, but Mother Earth is very sick in this area. Not because of what's happened now with the plants blowing up and the radiation spreading, but because the radiation was there in the first place. Because we human beings created something so disgusting on our mother. And now she's trying to rid herself of this. And it looks pretty awful. And there is so much suffering there. Yet instead of giving over to this suffering and feeling it so deeply within ourselves, that sick gut feeling inside of us, if we can visualize what's really happening, and now raise your love energy, your vibration within yourself, knowing that we human beings are connected to this planet Earth. She is the very one giving us the energy for our bodies to survive, and that we hold within ourselves a higher frequency from our high selves. Envision a planet healing. Envision those mothers and fathers receiving their children again. Envisioning those who have lost their siblings finding them once again. Having homes again, being warm again. The water's healing, the plant's healing. So instead of giving your energy to the negative, let's focus on the positive. Let us, in our meditation, visualize this radiation within the waters, in the soil, in the land, on the human flesh as red energy. Visualization is very, very powerful. If you can envision it and give your energy to it in the most powerful way, it becomes real and you can manipulate this energy. So if you visualize this radiation in the plants and in the soil, in the water, now envision your energy, your beautiful blue love energy going, surrounding this red energy and dissipating it. Imagine your love energy going into the water and taking away that red negative. Envision the waters becoming clean, that radioactive energy coming up out of the water. As the waters are clean again, and the animals and the fish can breathe again. The waters must heal, and the waters must be clean for humanity to go on. Send your love to the water. Envision collecting up this radioactive energy, watching it dissipate until the waters are clean. Envision the soil and the crops becoming clean again. Send your love to the planet Earth, to the soil, to the crops, and pull this radiation off. Governments now have asked them to destroy their crops because the radiation is in the soil. So let's focus our love energy on healing this soil. This is something that you can do on your own time as well. Let us envision with our highest good little children finding their moms again. Fathers finding their wives. Brothers and sisters finding their families. Envision those trapped within the rubble who are still alive being found. Those who are freezing at night and hungry being fed and sheltered. Many of you might think that because you are only one, you can do nothing. Instead, I would ask you to know that yes, you are only one, but you are one. And you can do something. And even greater than that, if you join yourself with others with the same intention and the same love, your energy becomes more and more powerful. It's not just you against the world, but the tribe of many colors now is up around 700 to 800,000 people all over this planet joining together their heart and their prayers. You are not just one, you are many. We are here together. We are those prophesied to be here now because we are those that can make a difference. We are those who will change the planet. We choose to do so. Don't feel so small. You are not small. It only takes one drop of water in a pond to create a ripple that grows larger and larger and larger. Can you imagine if all of us were one drop of water in that pond at the same time? What difference we could make? What a ripple effect we could create? Join ourselves. You are not just one person, you are many. Our hearts are combined, and with this, we are unstoppable. All things are made of love. You are love. You are a god and a goddess. You are created by that same divine energy that the universe was created by. And now we should join ourselves together, unite our prayers, unite our hearts. From all over this planet, unite yourselves. Gather together those in groups that believe the same way you do, who will pray with you, who will send their love to change this planet. We are a powerful people, and we can make a difference. Send your love and your energy to those who are suffering. Do not give your energy to the suffering, but to the healing of the suffering through love, through compassion, from your heart. You are only one, but you are one. Make the difference. The world is calling for you. I will stand at your side. There are many of us willing to do this. Let us join together. Together, dear brothers and sisters from the tribe of many colors. Let's change our planet. Do not think so small of yourself. This is the biggest crime you can commit against yourself. You can change the world. You are someone. You and your beliefs in your heart and your energy can make a difference. And there are many like you. And as we join together, we change the world. I pray that those in Japan might be hearing this. They might know that there are many of us all over the world praying for them. That all over the world, their brothers and sisters with compassionate hearts and minds are sending them their love. We are praying for you to find your family. We are praying for you to be fed and to be sheltered. And we are loving you above all. We are loving you as our brothers and sisters. It is hard to see our Mother Earth go through such dramatic changes. And I can't tell you that it's going to stop soon because it's not. But if we join our hearts, if we remember the largest purpose here on our planet, we remember that something beautiful is coming. A storm is here to wash away the negative, to wash away those nasty things we human beings have created, like chemical plants and radiation. Mother Earth is trying to cleanse herself to be her highest beautiful being. And she wants us to realize this, not just think that Mother Earth is trying to destroy her own children, but it is she who is trying to clean up the gross damage that we have done to her. Let's remember the bigger picture. Let's remember that rainbow that is coming. And life is not so bad. As long as you remain in the heart, life doesn't look so hard. And we can do it together. We can support one another. We can love one another. my prayer that we'll help take care of one another. Don't lose hope in yourself. Don't lose hope in your brothers and sisters. And for goodness sakes, do not lose hope in your Mother Earth. I love you, and I hope you can join me on the next hour, where we will be speaking about how can we make a difference, how can we change our day-to-day lives in living closer to our Mother Earth, how can we make the changes to sustain our lives throughout these difficult times.
And there you have it. That's a powerful message by Keisha Crowther.
It is wonderful. You know, I love to listen to her voice and how she bonds us all together in one stream, flow, mission.
We are one, and that's the whole purpose behind the show is resolving duality. There is no us, there is no them. We are all one. We are all the same. We are all related, like they say in Lakota, Metakuye Oyasin. That's what it means, is we are all related. We are all the same. Mm. Not only are we related one to another, but we're also related to everything else, everything. There's no separation. We and everything else are not separate. We are one with it all.
Right.
And this whole illusion of duality and the perpetuation of it is coming to an end in a timely one. It's about time that we, you know, as we really wake up, we really, really move into that energy of doing away with this duality and resolving it. You don't overcome it. You don't defeat it. You simply resolve it and just be mindful that we are one with it all.
Right. There is nothing to fight, because then we only, you know, make the division bigger.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And that's been going on long enough with humanity. It's been going on for a very, very, very long time. And as we step into this new earth that we are recreating, that's a big part of it. And that's why I felt really, really moved to create this meditation of the resolving the duality. And it was really interesting how the vision came to me, because I'm Lakota. I have Native American, you know, and the entity that's in this meditation that I talk to or talk about are not necessarily within the modalities of my teaching. Which may be why the vision came to me to begin with. And it was really very, very interesting how we can even forgive this entity, and how important it is that we really do forgive this entity. And I'm not going to give it away who it is yet. And for those of you who have already listened to it, that's okay too. But I felt really, really moved to get that message out, you know. In the resolution of this duality, the keeper of duality.
Yeah, I think it's very timely to listen to it now. And I listened to your meditation, and I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. And I also want to say just one little thing about Japan. Japan has gone through some tragedy lately. And the true compassion, I think, is sending them laughter. Not laughing at them, but if you see something funny and something that gives you joy and is, you know, makes you laugh, just think about Japan while you're laughing. That's all we need to do. It's pretty simple, really, because we're related to them, too. They are all, you know, they're relatives, too. So I just wanted to add that little compassion is seeing them happy and laughing as quickly as possible.
The best thing we can do, Gary.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
It's the best medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to put it in a message in that positive way has a lot more effect than crying over them.
That's right. and because crying over them will just bring about more of the same, more of that. So see them happy and laughing and joyous once again as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, are we ready for the candles? Can we get the candles ready?
I think so. Shall
Would
we go
like
ahead with that?
Why don't
of
we
course.
Go ahead with it?
All right. Okay. Right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marieke to say the mantra.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Prepare now your sacred space. Take care that you will be uninterrupted. Please now start relaxing your body. Place the center of your attention and your heart center in the middle of your chest. Now feel your pulse, deeply entering into the silence of your being right now. Coming into contact with the beating of your heart, deepen into the pulsating energy that gives you life. Let everything else go. Place all attention upon the heart pulse. Feel your heart. Feel God. Feel God within you. Now, with full feeling, breathe the words, I am. Connect with the I am presence and the power of creation within. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale deeply through your mouth 3 times. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is the duality within us that resists another aspect of ourselves, due to the mind still perceiving from opposite poles. It is from this dual lens that form binding desires, from the separated self. As the pendulum of our thoughts swing in one direction, it always comes back to the opposite direction to balance the poles. This is the law of duality. Imagine if we carry strong views, beliefs, or opinions on such things as what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, what is comfortable and what may be irritating. The further the pendulum swings in favor of our view, the more intense its balancing action is on the other extreme. Please now imagine yourself engulfed in a bonfire of violet flames. See this consuming fire coursing through your body, flaming through your flesh. As you take these next few minutes to contemplate where it is that you hold these strong views, opinions, and attachments to your identity as a human, call it all to the surface now, and then release it into the violet flame. The source of all is God, or oneness. This means that all pairs of opposites have the same foundation. Light and dark are from the same source. Good and evil are from the same source. While different frequencies, they live on the same polarity spectrum and are extreme manifestations of the exact same energy. Divine love knows no opposite. Please now, take these next few minutes to commune deeply with your higher self, all that is, God. We are offering up our separated identity in order to activate our full merging with the omnipresent oneness of all life. The wind of the day is warm and caresses a pair of majestic eagles adorning the sky with the praise of thanksgiving here in the great Gobi Desert Plateau of Mongolia. There is a sense of hope mixed with a sense of burden from the past. It is as if these eagles are impressing upon your consciousness that this journey before you is going to be a very important step to bridge the beliefs of the past with the truth of what is present, with a new perception of life that knows neither negative nor positive, only love for love, light for light, no cause and effect, just to live life as an experience of potential. You find yourself alone deep in the steppes of this nomadic land. You look around, wondering if there is anyone else in these dunes of time. In the far distance, you see what looks like a very small, unusual mount rising out of nowhere. Curious, you begin walking towards it. The dry air of the desert develops into a cold wind, announcing the development of the night. There is absolutely no visible living form, apart from the eagles you have previously seen. Everything else is extremely dry and barren, except for some small shrubbery dotting the plains. There is a profound sense of isolation. You keep walking, as it is getting dark, and your only desire is to reach the small mount in hopes of finding shelter and protection for the night. As you come closer to the rocky outcropping, you notice a hole, what seems to be a small cave. Raising your sight, you see one small but very brilliant white cloud above the cave, and again the pair of eagles flying and looping infinity circles above you. You wonder what this message may mean. You are feeling so relieved to have found a small place to spend the night, and one that shelters the cold. Just as you enter the cave, you jump back quickly as a sudden flurry of bats fly quickly overhead to the outside. Just as you're entering the cave, a feeling of extreme loneliness and sadness permeates your entire being. You feel a strong presence inside this little grotto. You stop suddenly and fully become still as an icy chill covers your whole body. You begin to tremble. You notice some fear welling up from inside, and your heart starts beating a little bit faster. You have some matches inside your pocket, and you reach for them and light one up. Suddenly, you see two points of light. They go on and they go off. You rush to strike the match. As the flame lights, you raise your sight and see what seems to be two huge wings covering a dark mass that is hovering near the ground. You now realize that this is some type of being that is hiding in the deepest part of the cave, just a few meters from you. Then, for some reason, you instantly remember the cloud and the eagles outside. A feeling of deep compassion washes over you. So strong this feeling of compassion that, despite your fear, you are impulsed forward to see what is happening to this, what looks like, some type of angel. You slowly and cautiously move closer and closer. You whisper, "Beloved sister, beloved brother, what is happening to you? Why are you inside this cave all alone, far from the outside world?" You feel a very deep sentiment of loneliness and sadness coming out of this angel. You have never felt so much sorrow. You cannot see the face of the angel as it hides its head beneath its enormous wings. It is as if it wanted no one to find him in this cave. As if loneliness was the only solution for this angel. Suddenly, you perceive a certain movement of the wings. They are opening. Now the head starts to show as the angel looks at you. Two red points that appear to be his eyes penetrate deeply into your soul. Once again, you feel compassion, a deep compassion. You want to help this beautiful angel. His eyes emerge as dark wells of sadness. "What is happening to you, beloved angel? Why is your heart covered by so much pain and suffering?" The angel finally responds, "I am the angel that used to be called the bringer of the light. I was created as a beautiful, brilliant, and most loving being, the strongest of them all. Why, they even called me the brightest star. Yet my mission was to serve as the fallen one, and this had disappointed so many of my family. I never knew how far this would go. No one did. Since eons upon eons of what you call time, I have been hiding here. Hiding from myself, mostly, and also from my brother and sister angels, and above all, from the humans. I have been most severely judged persecuted, rejected, and now blamed for all the evil, the egotism, the malice, the atrocities that are occurring on your planet, the shame, the pain, the suffering that I carry is unbearable. Yet, this is my responsibility to hold the duality in place, to hold all energy of hatred and discordancy in place. The fall of grace was never something that I wished for. The duality just kept growing and soon out of control, magnified in proportions not anyone imagined would happen by humankind and their own mind. It is a lot of pressure upon my consciousness. It is all you can do to keep from weeping pools of tears. It is as if this story is the story of all humans, of yourself. You look deep into the eyes of this one as you fall deep into his heart and then deep into his soul. You realize that this angel has truly taken on the suffering of humanity for seeming eternity. To keep the game of duality in place until the human race could elevate together. You could just not even imagine the role that this one had taken on. The role of upholding the entire field of suffering. You know that the moment has arrived for this angel to return home, to the light, and back to his family of Seraphim. As you place the palm of your hand upon the third eye of this one, you say, "Beloved angel of grace, please relax now and close your eyes. The time has come for your most holy liberation. Now, place your attention upon your heart center. Visualize yourself surrounded in vivid white light. Visualize it and feel it. Now radiate this light out to fill your entire room. Visualize a webbing of light connecting your entire neighborhood, your community, your city, enveloping your entire country. Now visualize a massive tapestry of white crystalline light bridging every ocean of the world, every mountain peak, to every nation. Now bring your attention to your third eye between the brows. Visualize this grid pathway of light reaching into the etheric plane and to all of the temples and crystalline cities surrounding the planet and to the earth and to all cities of light in the etheric dimensions. Feel the angelic energy arriving around you, the angelic light. All of the presences of the universe are arriving with their love and assistance. In this beautiful moment in which the grace of divine forgiveness is going to unfold her love and his comprehension, you are surrounded by angels, seraphim, cherubim, angels of the highest order, all of the great archangels, all composing a beautiful harmony of protective and nurturing energy all around you. Beloved Faith extends her beautiful wings, wrapping you in celestial grace as Archangel Michael begins to speak. Children of the Most High God, the hosts of heaven are in great celebration to return our beloved brother Lucifer home into our archangelic embrace, just as we welcome you. For long millennia, we have been looking to this glorious moment to hold you all in our wings as one unified family of Mother, Father, God. And in so doing, we are now able to truly guide humanity into the golden age. This one called Lucifer, playing in a role opposite my own flaming sword of protection, is my dear, dear brother, who I have so missed. A most selfless, courageous being of cosmic magnificence and fortitude, his story goes beyond to many systems of worlds, for his consciousness, cycle after cycle, has held the program of duality in place until such a time when sufficient numbers of people upon your planet could awaken to their true divine nature. Beloved angels of the sun, Lucifer's story of a fallen one is also your story, for you are one in the same. The program of extremes of polarity, of good and evil, now returns to the realms of the illumined truth. Without your light, without your love, the evolution of the human race could not have been possible. We want you to really understand how important your focus, your life, in all lifetimes leading up to this moment have been. This is the crowning moment in which all of your loneliness, suffering, and pain will be forgiven, transmuted, and transformed as you now return home to sit in the throne next to Mother, Father, God. I am Archangel Michael. Archangel Lucifer raises his sight. Celestial lights beam from his eyes, the most beautiful lights you have ever seen. His tears drop onto the planetary crystalline grid of the Earth and are transformed into diamonds, illuminating the entire matrix with a shimmering brilliance. Please now, and with full passion and the full feeling of love and forgiveness, bring Lucifer into your heart. Please repeat after me. Beloved Mother, Father, God, mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, beloved karmic board and all assisting councils of light, through the power and presence of God and by the magnetic power of the sacred flame vested in us, we invoke and call forth the law of forgiveness in the transmuting violet flame. Through all transgressions, discordancies and distortions of the laws of God in us and upon planet Earth as a result of the extremes of polarity, fill us and our entire group body with the flames of illumination and the power of perception to re-establish within us the Christ mind, the Christ heart, so that we may humbly walk with you every day for the selfless service to the divine plan. plan. In the name of the Father, and the Mother, and the inner child, we decree. I am, the will of God. I am, the truth of God. I am, the light of God. I am, the violet consuming flame of love, mercy, and forgiveness. I am the violet fire purifying humanity now. I am the violet fire healing humanity now. I am the violet fire illuminating humanity now. I am the violet fire liberating humanity now. You are now surrounded in platinum light as the morning sun breaks over the horizon, which reflects your feelings of buoyancy and release. Please now continue your journey home to the earth as the risen star, the bringer of truth. You are returning, becoming more aware of your physical surroundings, feeling the vibrations of your physical body. Place your awareness upon your breathing. Make some gentle movements within your body. Allow it to stretch, move. Coming back now. When you are ready, gently open your eyes. Thank you for sharing this beautiful journey of awe-inspiring revelation. We give our deepest gratitude for the Children of the Sun Foundation in this meditation and the Councils of Light for their transmissions and for the understanding of the tremendous role that Lucifer has played. As the game of duality ends, the foundations accept Lucifer into their hearts and into that space of divine union. We feel that the return of this great seraphim angel will play a major role in helping to build advancing pathways of divine light for the new I Am race. We invite you also to accept Lucifer as one with us all, and the great carrier of the grace and the glory of Mother Father God. In these next few days, please allow yourself great nurturance as more of the old perceptions and programming releases from this tremendous activation and to the power of divine perception. We give you our deepest blessings and look forward to meeting you once again on this path of light.
It doesn't matter at all.